Hi, I'm Claire Free, and you are listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe and Kansas City Online Radio.
I'm gonna ask my baby, let me train fair away from him. I'm gonna ask my baby, let me train fair away from him. Well, you know you don't need me, baby. Well, you know you don't need me. When you lend me my train fare, baby, don't lend me another dime. When you lend me my train fare,
a wonderful album just been released in the last couple of months from the Duke Robillard Band. The album is called Lowdown and Tore Up, and it opens up the Raven and the Blues with a track called Train Fare Home. whether you're listening on FM in Spain and also now in Mallorca on Talk Radio Europe, whether you're listening on Kansas City Online Radio or as a podcast across the world, welcome to the program. My name is Dave Raven. On Thursday of this week, just gone, in Buddy Guy's Club in Chicago, in Legends, the winners were announced of the Blues Blast Magazine Music Award winners of 2011. And the winner of the Album of the Year and also the Song of the Year was the host, really. That was Buddy Guy and the club itself, Buddy Guy's Legends. And the Album of the Year was Living Proof. Song of the Year was Living Proof. Here it is.
I had no money. I had no clothes. I had no shelter from the bitter cold. When you're too weak to walk, he'll carry you through. I'm living proof. When you're down to your last dime, you ain't got no hope of peace of mind. Just say a prayer.
That track before on the program when the album came out last year, but it did win the award as the track of the year, the song of the year, title track of the album from last year, Buddy Guy, the Living Proof album, and that's called Living Proof. He was one of the winners at the Blues Blast Awards at his own club in Legends Club in Chicago on Thursday evening. Many of the other artists sadly are no longer with us. The winner of that was the Contemporary Blues album. The winner of the Traditional Blues CD of the year is the album which we've featured again many times over the last 12 months, Joined at the Hip. People on the album have sadly died in the last 12 months. Pintop Perkins and Willie Big Eye Smith. Here they are with I'd Like to Have a Girl Like You.
I like to have a girl like you. I would like to have a girl like you. There's nothing that I wouldn't do just to have a girl like you. I like to hear you call my name. I like to hear you call my name. You call it so sweet and so plain.
They made the album when Pintop himself must have been about 97, 98, and William Big Eye Smith must have been 74. The album came out last year called Joined at the Hip, and they both sadly died this year. Pintop died in the spring. He must have been about 98, 99 when he died, and William Big Eye Smith died only about a month ago. He was only in his middle 70s, I would guess, but both sad losses this year. And they picked up the traditional blues CD of Ward in the Blues Blast Awards taking place this week on Thursday evening. And somebody else who sadly died this year but picked up an award, and rightly so too, her name is Robin Rogers. She died tragically young. The album which she made last year is called Back in the Fire, and here she is with Ocean of Tears.
Mama. Mama. Somebody please save a drowning child. Oh, somebody please save a drowning child. I've been treated so bad by my lover. Nobody knows my problems and fears. Every night I cry like a drowning child, sleeping.
Good CD. Back in the Fire, it's called. Came out at the beginning of this year. I think, if I recall correctly, Robin lived long enough to see the release of it and then died very shortly after its release. And she picked up the award for the Best Female Artist in the Blues Blast Awards. And there you heard her with Ocean of Tears. Let's move away from the awards for a short while, come back to the UK. A club in London called The Hideaway had brand new recording gear installed towards the end of last year. And in December last year, Joe Harmon and the band made their way to The Hideaway and they said, "Do you want to use the equipment and record the live set?" And so they did. Joe Harmon hopefully will be my guest before the end of the year, doing a session on the boat. But here she is making her debut on the programme from the album called Live at The Hideaway. Here she is with Bless My Soul. Thank you.
trail that came and went in search of better times. Then happiness is heaven sent. It's yours just to do it like. Misery and that sad days gone by, a lonely song, sincerity could get this girl to cry. Mother fell, she got so at ease with as deeper places than your hell, but it's not for me to breathe.
Just received the album this week. Her name is Jo Harmon. The album is Live at the Hideaway, and that is a track, according to the sleeve notes, written by A. Harvey. And I've checked. I thought, could that be Alex Harvey? I've looked, and there's no tracks like that of Bless My Soul at all. So very strange. I will ask her when she comes. Say, hopefully she's doing a session towards the end of the year. Fine-looking lady. I think she lives in Brighton area. And that's Jo Harmon and company, Live at the Hideaway. It's a strange world. Candy Kane has been a friend of the program for many years. I interviewed her in Paris about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. And I also became, in a very small way, an angel in her show. She took the show to New York called The Toughest Girl Alive, her stage show. It premiered in San Diego way back in January last year. No, January this year. But she needed more money to get the show to New York. And many of us became angels. Part of the deal of becoming an angel was we'd get a CD from the show. And I thought it would actually be a recording from the stage, basically. But in fact, what it is, it's a compilation of all the tracks that are in the show. And so it's from the original albums, therefore. But it's still nice to have. And we'll tell you more about the small world that it is after we've heard Candy Cane from her first album on Antone Records all those years ago, Diva La Grande, and also the track which opens up the stage show. Here's Candy Cane with The Toughest Girl Alive. You need a great big woman. A great woman. That's a track taken from a brand new CD, which I think is only available if you were an angel in the show and put some money towards Candy Cane on Broadway. It's from the stage play The Toughest Girl Alive and Candy Cane. It's amazing. Candy Cane, I met her, I'd say, in Paris 3 years ago. I was just recovering from the stroke. It was the first time I'd really been out. And I was very nervous about just going and doing any interviews at all. And she was just absolutely fabulous. And it's amazing what a small world it is. Mary Catherine Moran emailed me in September, about a month ago, and said, "Good morning from the US. I was at Turning Point in Pierpont, New York last night, listening to Candy Cane. Isn't she amazing with Laura Chavez on guitar? I would also recommend another internet blues show. An avid fan of the Bob Blues Show. I can vouch for the great music, good humour, and all-round interest." And Bob is on DecadanceRadio.com. Bob also lives on a boat, not very far away, on the Grand Union Canal, actually in Little Venice area. And so I made contact with Bob, and so I said, "Hi, you're a blues man too. You live on a boat. and perhaps you should get together." And then amazingly, Bob emailed me yesterday. And sort of said, "Wow, I used to listen to you when I was in Germany in the 1970s. And basically, Bob and I, we've never met. We will meet soon, I guess. I'll share a beer with him. And hopefully he'll come down to the studio too. He's a fine Hammond player as well. But it's amazing what a small world. So Mary Catherine Moran, thank you so much for the contact. I look forward to meeting Bob very soon, even though I've spoken to him through the radio some 40 years ago. Isn't it a small world? Okay, where to now? Let's go to back to the awards again. The Chris O'Leary Band, they picked up an award. I'll try and tell you what for in a second. Here they are here. I've moved around the emails. They picked up the band for the new artist debut release, and that's the Chris O'Leary Band and the album Mr. Used to Be. This is the title track.
Well, I don't miss you, baby. Don't you come home to me. Well, I don't miss you, baby. Don't you come home to me. Cause I'm perfectly happy being your Mr. Used to Be. Times before, I got a news flash for you, baby.
Blast Awards, Chicago's Buddy the Guy's Legends on Thursday. That is the band that picked up the award for the new artist debut release, the Chris O'Leary Band, title track of their album which came out last year called Mr. Used to Be. One more award to go, and it's the Sean Costello Rising Star Award and also the Blues Band of the Year Award, won by the same band. They're brothers and sisters from Kansas City, and so therefore close to the online radio of Kansas City Online Radio. The Schneeblen, or Schneeblens, I guess it's probably the way to pronounce it. Danielle, Chris and Nick form the band Trampled Underfoot. Here they are with Kansas City.
Crazy.
Trampled Underfoot of the band. That's Kansas City. They're working in Kansas at the Overland Park at the Refuge. It's coming Friday, next weekend, on the 19th of November. They're in Montana at Blue Springs. At a great name to the Trouser Mouse Bar and Grill. Great stuff. Okay. Kansas City is in the north. Let's move to the south of the states and New Orleans itself. And from the great television series, which I think was on HBO in the states, but here on, was it Channel 4 in the UK? It was called Tremé. Little Queenie and the Percolators, My Darling New Orleans. Great television series, great music. Tremé is its name. Little Queenie and the Percolators are the band, and that's My Darling New Orleans. Live guests coming up between now and the end of the year. Pretty well confirmed. Of course, there's always the rock and roll chance of a cancellation. It's together. I've got Papa Chubby and Walter Trout, which is going to be amazing. I've got Giles Robson and the Dirty Aces. Joe Harmon waiting for dates on. Poplar Jake, I'm waiting for dates on too. I've put a feeler out because an old friend of the programme who's done two or three sessions already on the show over the years is here in the UK at present, making one of his rare UK trips. He's here with Corinne West. They had an album out last year called Magnetic Skyline. And he's here with Corinne performing tracks from the album, really. His name is Kelly Joe Phelps. I love his guitar playing. I know he's got many fans here on the programme. And so it's about, well, I've put a feeler out saying, can you please come and say hi while you're here? I've had nothing back yet, but they're still here in the UK for another 3 or 4 weeks, I think it is yet. So Kelly Joe Phelps and Corinne West together from the album from last year. This is called Lady Luck.
Street fail. I would ride her high and mighty through the town, preaching trouble from a soapbox. No promise, only heaven falling down, down. Lady Luck, she wears a Cheshire. Poor caddy that I painted pink and white. I called in my horizon on the highway. We were like a beam of light. Took her eyes into the ocean where a dollar traded her for a boat. Despite my love for land, it is useful to know how to float. Lady Luck, she wears a subtle grin, waiting for you just around the bend.
Kenny Joe Phelps' distinctive guitar playing style. The album from last year we featured when it first came out in August of 2010. Corinne West and Kenny Joe Phelps together there on tour present in the UK. A few selected gigs and hopefully one session here on the boat. Well, one person I forgot to mention in our forthcoming sessions in November and December is Gráinne Duffy as well. She's coming with a sort of half band to do a session on the boat too. Let's move from Montana, where Kenny Joe Phelps comes from, and across now to France, and somebody who we featured quite a few times since her album came out last year called Urgency. Her name is Nina Attal. Here she is with Hopeful.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Since I met you for the first time, I've always had the sun on my mind. Every day about my troubles, every time I cry, I cry. No, I cry with the blues. When I begin to be a woman, I feel my love deep inside. I was hopeful, looking, oh baby, looking at the sky. But my life was full of drama, but I knew I should try.
Thank you.
Nina Attal, not even 20 years old, great voice. The album from last year, Urgency, and there you heard Hopeful. While that was playing, the emails came in, and this one says, "Hi Dave, we wanted to thank you for the invitation to the radio show. I'm afraid we won't be able to make the visit on our schedule, this time getting in and out of London. Keep in touch, and thanks again for the offer. Wishing you well, Corinne West and Kenny Joe Phelps." Next time, perhaps. Anyway, Kenny Joe Phelps and Corinne West in London, but not able to get out of the programme. Anyway, that's it for the show this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Email, of course, is always the same, dave@raven.dj. Website is also the same, raven.dj. Donations to the show, iPhone apps, smartphone apps, Nokia phone apps, all those things. And, of course, links to all the artists as well. Wherever you are in the world, hope you've enjoyed the music. Thank you for giving me the time, for an hour of your time to hear the blues. Let's close with Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks and the album they made together this year called Revelator. Learn How to Love. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. I'm gonna